Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Angels in a Bottle, where we're going to share angel messages with you and information about using the beautiful essential oils. I'm Mary Crawford of The Joy of Being Well, here with Susan Reese of Soul Song Therapy. And in just a minute, we'll be taking your calls at area code 347-850-8564. That's 347-850-8564. You can also ask questions in the chat on the website. And please know that any information we share today is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any condition or disease. Please always check with your healthcare provider before making any changes for your health. So let's get started. Hello, Susan.
Hello, 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 everybody. So welcome to our world of wonder and play and fun and ease. And what we're going to do is start, what we do is encourage and support everyone to share their gifts with the world and show up with their capacities with your own unique gifts. And one of mine as a sound therapist for the last 25 years is I am able to open my mouth and have an angel song come through specifically for those of you on the call today, specifically for those listening to the recording. This is a message for all of us, and I never know what's going to come through, but we like to start our show this way, so let's see what comes through for our group here listening today. All righty. We see that you all are understanding that there's a need for change. Things cannot be the same for what you truly see, who you truly be. Know the world where there is so much more joy and peace. The pain has got to cease, and we say that you, to yourself be true. It all begins right there. How much you love and care is what now you will share. How much you truly be. A new energy is what the world now longs to see.
Wow.
All righty. So, you know, we are going through at this particular time of this recording, there's a lot of change and angst in the world, a lot of things happening around the world, and people can go into a feeling of despair or a feeling of not contributing in any way. And what that angel song message was for all of you listening, myself and Mary included, is that we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the ones that will change it. And it's as simple as being peaceful within yourself first. If you think of your energy field as a portal of energy that can shift and change the world, and you can have this portal full of fear or angst, or you can have it be peaceful and joyful and create from there. That is a contribution to Mother Earth and to our world if you have that joyful, peaceful place within yourself. And then what happens, you start having a mirror effect happen where things show up in your life that are good. Now, you can do the opposite and stay in chaos and stay in fear and stay in disorder and dis-ease, and you can have that mirror effect and have that more things support that, more illness, more trouble, more people coming from all directions and problems. So the choice is yours. So what's one thing we're going to be talking about is taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, and the essential oils help with all three of them very, very, very well. It's hard to have a good outlook on life when your physical body is in sickness or dis-ease. It's just not the same energy. So the oils can assist and support you with that very, very nicely. It's hard to be a contribution to the world if you're depressed and can't get out of bed. The oils can certainly assist you and support you with your emotional needs. So that's kind of the start of what we're going to be sharing. So I'm going to let Mary get back on and then see if we have any callers. But you taking care of you and you being the best, most energetic, vibrant, wonderful, optimistic you is a huge contribution to our world, and we need that now. So I thank you for your participating in learning about the oils, learning how they contribute to you, and thus you can contribute better to the world. Okay? Okay, Mary.
Thank you. Ah, Susan, that was beautiful. Thank you, thank you. I love that message that comes through. Always, thank you. And so today we are talking about the oils, and as Susan said, there's so much going on. If you turn on the television or the radio, which, you know, try not to do that, because pick up a newspaper, oh my gosh, so much distractor stuff going on, trying to take us out of knowing who we really are. And the message that's been coming through for me in the work that I do with people and even for myself is that it's all about love. It's if we get distracted from focusing on the power of who we are and the love energy that can heal everything, then we just sink lower and lower into that sad place and depression. So Susan and I use essential oils every day because the vibration of these oils is so amazing. If you're using really pure, really, really good, pure quality oils, that vibration gets into your body and helps to raise the actual vibration of every cell in your body. It's just really cool how this works. And I did a webinar recently on vibration and something called entrainment, which is about how like energies kind of work together and entrain, they become similar. So when you bring in something into your body that has a high vibration, it actually can change the vibration of the cells in your body. And science has proven this. It works with food, it works with music, it works with your thoughts, it works with anything that you put on your body or around your body, which is why we bring the oils in, because they have such a high vibration. And before I got on the call today, I picked up Arborvita, and Arborvita came through for me. And Arborvita is, it's a Western red cedar. It's been called the tree of life, and it's been used by ancient civilizations to enhance their potential for spiritual communication during rituals and ceremonies, but it's also very calming. It helps to enhance spiritual awareness. I mean, it's an oil that really just helps you to be calm and centered and grounded and just a really beautiful, wonderful oil. So that oil is coming through with messages for us today to remember who you are. If you can get outside and connect to the earth and you know, really get back to that energy as well. And the oils are really a gift from the earth. They really come to us to serve us. So if you have questions that you would like to ask about a particular oil, how to use it, we'll be going through some basic ideas of how to use the oils. But happy to take your calls. And again, you can call in at area code 347-850-8564 to be live on the call and ask a question. Or to get a angel song, maybe particularly for you from Susan, or see if something comes up for you. I do scan body energy and find out what might be coming through for you as far as the oils are concerned. Did you want to add anything to that, Susan?
Nope. Let's take any calls we have. This you know,
okay.
This show goes pretty quick, so if we have any calls or anyone in the chat, otherwise I can talk.
We don't have
talk
any. Yep, we don't have any calls right yet. So let me just really quickly, for those of you who are new to the oils, there's different ways to use them. You can use them aromatically, which you know, most people are familiar with that. Put them in a diffuser or put a drop in your hand and just breathe it in, wear it as a perfume. That's an aromatic use of the oil. And we know that the oils actually, because the molecules are so small in the essential oils, they actually get into every cell and pass the blood-brain barrier and get into your brain just by smelling them and can create tremendous change for you that way. So aromatically is a great way to use the oils. You can also use them topically. And again, this is going to be, if it's a really pure essential oil, you can use it topically. In many cases, you'll want to dilute the oil a little bit with a good carrier oil like coconut or almond oil or something like that. Just a tiny bit of oil, essential oil, goes a very long way. So you could use just one or two drops of essential oil in a teaspoon of a carrier oil and still have a really profound effect from that oil. Using the oils on the bottom of your feet, where the cells are actually 30% larger than anywhere else on your body, allows these oils to get into your bloodstream very quickly. And we have seen using live blood microscopy that your blood can change in as little as 30 seconds when you put an oil on the bottom of your feet. It gets into your bloodstream. It helps to loosen up the blood cells so the blood flows more freely and affects a lot of change in your body that way as well. And then the third way to use the oils is internally. And again, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to make sure that you have a really pure therapeutic grade oil. And if you want to know more about the oils that Susan and I use, we will be giving you our contact information, our emails at the end of the show, so you can check in with us, or you can go to this website and find a contact information there. But we're happy to share that information with you privately and talk to you more about the oils as well. But internally, I like to put a drop of peppermint oil in my water every day. I actually start my morning with a drop of lemon and a drop of grapefruit. And sometimes I'll add a drop of cinnamon, and I drink a big glass of water with those oils in it. And it feels like it just really helps with cleansing and support of the whole internal digestive system. Good way to get your morning started. And then peppermint oil I bring in throughout the day because I love the uplifting energy. Spearmint is another one that's really good and for uplifting your energy and just making you feel more vibrant and awake and alert. Plus it tastes good, gives you good breath, you know, so that's a good thing to be drinking that throughout the day as well. And both peppermint and spearmint have been shown to really help with digestive issues. So if you're just feeling like you need a little help there, bringing in the peppermint and the spearmint oil can help with that as well. Let's see. Those are really the main ones that I use internally. For other issues, I might bring in oregano or cinnamon or things like that. But again, if you have want to know really more detailed information about the oils, I'll go ahead and give my email right now. And Susan, I'll let you give yours too. But my email, if you want to contact me, is mary@thejoyofbeingwell.com. mary@thejoyofbeingwell.com. And I'll put these in the chat as well. And Susan, you want to share your email and how people can contact you?
Sure. Mine is susan@soulsongtherapy.com, which is the same as my website. So susan@soulsongtherapy.com, all one word, of course. And this is nice. I can kind of share some of my daily use of the oils, too, since we're just getting going with introducing them. So also, as you put something on the bottom of your feet, it's the biggest pores, I think, is what you meant to say, Mary, not the biggest cells. The biggest pores are at the bottom of your feet.
Okay, right.
And so the oils go in. Yeah, I just saw that in case someone questions something. So anyway, so it does go. I did put a protective balancing blend on my feet today because I could tell that the change of seasons is here where I'm in Wisconsin, and I can tell. I used to have chronic sinus infections all the time, so I take care of myself so that I don't have to personally be sick and so I use the oils to support my immune system, and they work so good. I am so totally grateful that I do not have to be sick. A year ago, I would have been very, very sick for a very long time. So physically, I honor my body and take care of and use the oils for supporting my immune system. I put frankincense around my head every day. Like, it works as a halo for me. It keeps me in my own energy field. I don't have to take on so much negativity. A lot of us have radars that go out there really far, picking up the whole city's energy. Well, that gets exhausting. So I use frankincense as a spiritual protector and uplifter. I put a balancing blend on my feet that grounds me to Mother Earth and makes me feel like I belong here, and I actually feel more calm. And I usually, I also put some lemon in my water. Such a good cleanser. And just so you know, that's the good stuff we can put in our body. But if you're putting on just the basics, is anything you put on your skin is going to go into your bloodstream in 20 seconds or less. That includes mineral oil, lauryl sulfite, you know, all the chemicals, any lotion you might put on that is not a pure lotion. Like we, you know, so anything, good or bad, will go into your bloodstream in 20 seconds. So you're going to become, by virtue of showing up these type of calls, you're going to become more aware of what your body is actually asking you to be aware of. What are you really, if you can't, a pretty good rule of thumb is if you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on your skin.
Right.
Because it's going to go right into your bloodstream. So,
absolutely.
So I use my oils all day long. I have I use them with my clients all day long. There's remote energy. Those of you showing up at a call like this know, and many of you have probably done a lot of energy work, and many of you have probably done energy work over the phone where you understand and know that things can be done remotely. So in my sessions, I'm able to put an oil on and assist. Like one drop of bergamot once helped someone. I was in Wisconsin, they were in Denver. It helped them clear a whole past life that they were stuck with. In one drop of bergamot on the back of my neck, cleared their energy field. So that being said, I thought I'd just add a little piece to this call today and just put on a little blend that'll keep us peaceful. And so those of you that are listening, and even if you're listening at a different time than the live call, I want you to be aware of your energy field now. Just scan it quick, and then I want you to be aware as I put this breathe this in, this peaceful blend. And I want you to notice if you feel any subtle energy change now as I breathe it in. Put a little behind my ears, behind my neck. And a very subtle, calming energy. You might just feel like you're melting a little. You might just feel like you want to slow your breathing down a little. You might just
feel it.
Calmer. Yeah, it's subtle, but it's nice. And so when we talk about energy with the oils, you can see how we're going to be playing with the energy of the oils. And we all just are experiencing what a little extra peace in our life might feel like today. I use the blends for the different emotions. They're very, very powerful and important in my life. I've been using them a lot. And if I go to yoga, I put on a blend of them, and I feel so... I don't know how to explain it. I've only felt this way once 10 years ago after a whole drumming session where I actually felt grounded, like I belong here, and so totally calm. And the putting on the oils brings that to my life. So this is stuff that if you want to talk to us personally, Mary does these beautiful energy scans. She can scan you and see what oils might be right for you if you don't have something in mind. I use the energy songs and angel songs, and I can let you know what might be right for you. But it's a journey, and this is just the beginning of the journey. And we're going to just keep introducing some of our favorites and some of the things that work and take callers as callers come on. And we just wanted to share this information so much with the world because we are seeing all the people that it's helping, ourselves included, right?
Right, absolutely. I was going to, I love that you brought up bergamot because just before you said that, I was thinking that somebody on this call would benefit from the energy of bergamot oil. So whether it's you who is on the call now or you're listening later on, bergamot is a beautiful product that it comes from a orange-like fruit, a citrus, and it grows in I think Italy is where, and Greece you can get it there, but it's very uplifting and calming. And it's really wonderful for feelings of anxiety and sadness. It's also purifying and cleansing for the skin and helps with oily skin conditions and promoting a smooth, clear complexion while having that calming effect. So what I have seen with bergamot is it's, you know, people talk a lot about lavender and how lavender is so peaceful and really calms you down. And that's true. And lavender, many people recommend for if you're having sleep issues or just, you know, need to relax before you go to bed at night, it, you know, puts them in a warm bath or diffuse it by your bedside to help you relax and calm down. But the thing about the bergamot oil is it's a very powerful energy of peace and calm that doesn't make you sleepy. So you can use it throughout the day. You can diffuse it in your office at work or put it in one of these little diffuser jewelry pieces that, you know, these clay pieces that you can wear around your neck or put on your wrist and have that aroma of bergamot with you all day long. Or just carry the bottle with you and open it when you feel like you're getting a little anxious, maybe before a big presentation at work or you have to drive on the interstate, you know, and that's making you anxious. Or here in Wisconsin, there's snow coming and I have to use bergamot before I drive in the snow because it totally freaks me out. So bringing that bergamot oil into your energy field can help create that feeling of calm and peace and being back in control. Just a beautiful oil. I know that people have said that when they diffuse it in the house, maybe when the kids come home or spouse comes home from work and everybody's stressed out, if bergamot is being diffused, it's a really different energy at home, and everybody feels a little more calm. So we do have somebody who's joined us as a caller. I'm going to go ahead and see if they have any questions, so hold on. Hello, this is Mary, and if you are 9805, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, hi, Mary. It's Jess, actually.
Hey, Jess, how are you?
Hi. I am loving this call, and I just wanted to share. It was so interesting. I took yoga class this morning, and for some strange reason, I just kind of had a lingering headache all morning. And when Susan started applying the bergamot, my headache went away.
Whoa. Powerful stuff.
So
huh?
Fascinating. Yes. So I do have a question about that. I don't have bergamot at the moment, but I do have citrus bliss. Is it kind of the same, or should I just be using the pure single blend?
Probably, there are blends that we can tell you about that have more of a peace calming energy to them. So I can send you that information and let you know. The citrus blends are more of an uplifting, energizing kind of oil. So when we're talking about working with calming down, taking care of headaches, I know people have used peppermint for relieving head stress and stuff like that. But when we're talking about calming down, I'm just trying to pull up this.
Okay. Well, you're looking
at
Mary. Just for clarity, I did not put bergamot on. I put a blend that gives the peaceful feeling, and that's we have a whole emotions oil kit, and in that blend, so what your body was requiring is just more peace and calm. In this particular blend, it has vetiver and lavender and yang yang and frankincense. It's got clary sage. It's got a beautiful marjoram. It's got a beautiful mix of what these are designed to do is specifically meet the emotional piece of, like you said, you had a headache, then you didn't have a headache. Well, you just needed a certain blend to calm you down a little bit, and that's where your headache was released, just so you know. I didn't put any bergamot on this particular call. I just happened to mention so you'd understand it. They can be used remotely. But it was an emotional blend for peace is what you experienced, okay?
Interesting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, and I can tell you more about those, Jess, the different blends that are available, but even using parts of that, you know, bringing in the clary sage, which really has a sedative effect, kind of a calming effect, and marjoram has been shown to be helpful in supporting pain and like, you know, muscle pains and things like that. So that's in the blend that Susan put on. So there's a lot of different oils in that blend, but, you know, even some of them individually can be really helpful for head pain, you know, just supporting you in releasing the energy that's causing that pain in your body, right?
Awesome.
So,
very interesting.
Great. Any other questions, Jess?
Just one quick one. Susan, I know you mentioned that you take yoga as well. I'm just curious which oils. I've been kind of playing a little bit with balance, but
that's been always my go-to for my normal day. I'm night and day without putting and that balances my energy and the frankincense on. But this, actually, I got this emotion oils kit we're talking about, and for the first week I had it, I took it right with me to my yoga. It sat right next to me, and I picked whichever one I wanted, and everyone around was loving all the oils and asking me about them and wanting them and couldn't wait to get them.
Yeah, wonderful.
And so now what I do sometimes, so instead of taking the whole box and sitting it right next to me, I'll just ask, which one do I want, you know, body, what do you want today? And I might just take the passion blend. It's fantastic. That's the one that made me feel like, oh my gosh. But then I've used, on different days, I've used one, you know, the blend for peace and other ones too. So I just ask. There's a kit that has several of them in. They are designed. This call is called Little Angels in a Bottle. And it's because these oils will find them to you when you are asking for a change in your life. And you are asking for emotional change or spiritual change or physical change or all of the above, they'll just fly right to you. And these emotional oils, they are just such a gift. They are profound. There's one that's a forgiveness blend, and you put that on, and you might have some things come up, but you're clearing stuff that you've been hanging on to forever. And I didn't even think I had any forgiveness issues, but it was profound what happened with one drop of these oils. They are co-created with a higher energy than we usually acknowledge. The beautiful gift to the people who put them together, and the science and the third dimensional piece of it is all in place with divine inspiration, is all I can say. Now, I know this call ends in about a minute, so,
mm-hmm.
Mary, did you want to finish up anything or before we go? It's 2 minutes before they'll kind of wind this
right up.
Well,
I just want to say thanks for calling, Jess. And
thank you.
I'll be in touch with you too and give you more information about this, okay?
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Yes, we are just getting ready to end our show. And I'm so glad the people who have joined us today on the chat and those of you who are listening to this afterwards, if you want to have more information about the oils that Susan and I work with, please contact us. Our emails are in the chat. And again, it's Susan@soulsongtherapy.com and Mary@thejoyofbeingwell.com. And thank you again. We will be back here probably next Friday. I'm thinking maybe next Friday.
And to just keep it simple, if you could just put angels in a bottle on the subject line or angel song on the subject line, you know, if you're interested, I'll give you a tiny little angel song and we'll see what comes through for you as far as what's best for your body, mind, and soul. And so
right.
Just say angel song or angels in a bottle and we'll get back to you and set up a little,
okay.
I'll set up a little time that I can do the angel song. And I think Mary does stuff like that too, so. All right.
So goodbye, everyone, and thank you.
Bye. Have a good day. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.